Chris, hi. And welcome, everyone. My name is Janet Atwood. I'm the cover for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise magazine and co-author with Chris Atwood of The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Destiny. If you're joining us for the first time, this is a Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise passion series where twice a month we interview someone who has been incredibly successful in living their passions so you can learn how to discover your passions and live your own personal destiny. Tonight's interview will appear as a cover story in June at www.healthywealthywise.com. Again, www.healthywealthywise.com. If you have friends who are not able to be on the call tonight, tell them that they could go to www.thestorybehindthesecret.com. to listen to the recording of the call. Again, that's thestorybehindthesecret.com to listen to the recording of this call. Dr. John Hagelin is one of the top quantum physicists in the world and was featured in The Secret, where he said, "Quantum mechanics confirms it. Quantum cosmology confirms it. The universe essentially emerges from thought. And all of this matter around us is just precipitated thought. Ultimately, we are the source of the universe, and when we understand that power directly by experience, we can start to exercise our authority and begin to achieve more and more. Create anything. Know anything from within the field of our own consciousness, which ultimately is universal consciousness that runs the universe." Our guest tonight tapped into this profound knowledge to create The Secret, first as a feature-length film and then as a number one New York Times best-selling book. By now, more than 2 million people have viewed the film. 3.75 million copies of the book are in print, and over 400,000 copies of the audio program have been sold. By her own example, Rhonda Byrne has proved the power of The Secret. Despite her success as a film and television producer, Rhonda's life seemed to be coming apart at the seams less than 3 years ago, and she felt she could no longer see which way was up. Yet her life changed in an instant and forever when she discovered The Secret. And now it's her life's mission to bring The Secret to the 99% of the people in the world who are still unaware of this amazing gift. Following a succession of traumatic events in her personal and professional life, culminating in the death of her father in 2004, Rhonda discovered a secret that continues to transform her life to this day. Rhonda immediately put into practice what she learned. She used The Secret to make the film and later the best-selling book and audiobook, The Secret, attracting the resources she needed to have the production be an effortless, joyful odyssey. The Secret was launched in the spring of 2006, and even today, Rhonda is not sure where some of the $3 million budget to make the film came from. Rhonda began film and television production in her native Australia, first at the Nine Network and then in 1994, opening her own company called Primetime Productions. Her background and creative genius are the keys to the simple elegance of this film and its ability to captivate people around the world. Every step of the way, Rhonda and her team use the principles of The Secret to open doors and line up all of the details needed to complete this life-changing film. Today, her vision of joy to billions is being experienced on every continent, and soon The Secret DVD and book will be translated into nearly 24 languages, helping the impact be felt that much more deeply by people around the world. Rhonda, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Oh, thank you, Janet. Thank you. It was fascinating listening to, all of that, thinking, oh my gosh, yes. Indeed, that has been my journey.
I know, and you are doing it so well for all of us to just, you know, model, so thank you so much. It's also a joy for me to introduce one of my very best friends in the whole wide world, Marcy Shimoff, who is co-hosting tonight's interview with me. Marcy is one of the women's face of the best-selling nonfiction series of all time, Chicken Soup for the Soul. She has been a number one New York Times best-selling author multiple times and is one of the stars of The Secret, so she is absolutely the perfect person to conduct tonight's interview. Her latest book, Happy for No Reason, is coming out at the end of the year, so be sure to go learn how you can be happy for no reason by going to Marcy's website at www.happyfornoreason.com. Again, www.happyfornoreason.com. Now, Marcy, I'll turn it over to you to conduct tonight's interview.
Thanks so much, Jenny, and I am truly honored and delighted to be here with you and with Rhonda tonight. Rhonda, what an amazing gift that you have created with The Secret and given to this world. So I'd like to know how it is that your passions, the things that you care most deeply about, have led you to the work that you do, that you're doing today.
Well, that's a really interesting question because up until I discovered The Secret, I was truly just kind of existing day to day. Life was kind of happening to me, and so since I discovered The Secret, of course, life now happens through me rather than to me. And the really wonderful thing that I've got to see is that everything that happened in my life leading up to my discovering this knowledge was perfectly leading me to this point in my life, and to be able to share this with the world. The fact that I ended up in television and media and all of those things, you know, those things just happened what appeared to be as an accident. So I never had an intention to end up in television. It just kind of happened to me. And now when I look back, I see how perfect it was, because when I discovered this knowledge, I knew of one way that I could get it, put it all together, and deliver it to the world. So, it's been a fascinating journey. Of course, my passion now in my life is to continue to bring joy to the world. I mean, that is what just ignites my heart.
Oh, and you certainly are doing that, Rhonda. We know from the thousands and thousands of letters that you get, and that all of us get, and the people who tell us that they're watching The Secret 30, 40, 50, 100 times, and how it's transforming lives, you are definitely bringing joy to the world here. And it's quite amazing to see how the universe really set things up perfectly to put you in the place.
Oh, look, it was a perfect setup.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Rhonda, it was only a year and a half ago when you first contacted Chris and Janet and Liz and Rick Thompson about The Secret. You at that time came to Aspen to the Transformational Leadership Council, where I first got to meet you.
That's
and
right.
So much has happened in this remarkably short period of time. So would you share with the listeners the story of how The Secret came to be for you and for all of us?
Which part of the
I think the story from the start till now would really be wonderful. People want to hear it from you. They want to hear it from the source.
Oh wow. Well, I think the discovery of it was just perfect. And as time has gone on, I've come to see more clearly what happened to me on that night where I first got a glimpse of The Secret. At the time, I didn't understand as much as I know now. And my whole life had, 2004 was some year. I mean, oh my goodness. I had such fun attracting all of these things into my life, and they were always, all along the way, they were happening for a very good reason, because they led me to the very point where on this particular night, what I did was I really kind of, I surrendered. So, because my mind couldn't work out how to resolve all of the things in my life, and I collapsed in tears, and so when my daughter, the universe moved my daughter, who handed me a copy of a book, and I read that in an hour and a half, and that gave me a glimpse, and then a glimpse of the secret. There was only so much that I could absorb at that time, but that led me on a journey then back through history, and truly I just attracted my way through history. It was an extraordinary situation. What I did then was, when I felt that I understood the whole of the secret, what I did then was I went to my team, which was a couple of months later. We had a summer holiday break, and I went into my team and I said, we're going to make the greatest project in history to date. And they looked at me and thought, she's gone totally mad. They thought, she had such a tough year last year, she's lost it.
She's gone crazy now.
Yeah, she's gone crazy. And then what happened over the next 8 weeks is I shared with my team everything that I had come to understand. We used the secret in creating the secret every single step of the way. We embodied it. And so even for the name of it, I asked, what is the perfect title for this film? And I just received an inspiration of the secret, and I knew it was right. I just knew. I had total trust and faith. And so the most important thing, I guess, for everybody to understand was, I did not have the money to make this film, and I didn't know how I was going to bring this fairly complex knowledge onto the screen, but with my team, my really, really wonderful team, we held to the outcome. I held to the outcome. That's all I did. I just felt the outcome with all of my heart and soul. And I just felt joy going out around the world. And I, from that place, from feeling that joy every single day, what happened was I became a magnet. My team became a wonderful magnet to attract everything that we needed to us.
It's amazing. You know, I'm sure that everyone listening is so happy to hear the story from you, because it's a great story that they can relate to. You didn't have the money. A lot of people feel are in similar circumstances, and your story inspires anyone. I have to say, I've never seen any better example of someone applying the secret than what you've done. I mean, that's why we see the result that we've seen. The proof is in the pudding here. You know, and what are some of the other ways that you used the secret to make the secret? I know you mentioned to me that you had 100% knowing, that 99% knowing wouldn't have done it.
You know, I wonder about that, because I think I did have to know, I think, 100%, because this is a very big vision. So I think I probably did need to know 100%. And even along the way, when there were any kind of difficulties along the way in terms of making the film, and money was probably the most difficult of all, the one thing that I had absolute faith and knowing in was the outcome. Mm. I truly knew it with every fiber of my being.
Mm.
And I knew that somehow or another a way would be made for this to happen. And usually if things appear to go wrong or not heading in the right direction, it was usually because I was interfering in the how.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of worked that out fairly quickly, because I'd get a big bang from the universe or a big block from the universe, and I'd think, whoa, where did that come from? What happened? And then I'd realize, oh my gosh, I'm working out the how again. Mm. Working out the how. And so then I'd just go back and focus on the outcome and feel the outcome. So with every single element, with all of the content, I truly did not know all along the way how. Even my team, we really did live what is said in the sacred. We only could ever see 200 feet in front of us. We didn't really know. We just trusted that it would all unfold perfectly. And we were led to do things in the film that at the time, and I'll just give you one very quick example. When we were in Aspen filming, we had two cameras. It was the only time that we had two cameras in all of the filming that we did. And my cameraman came to me and said, do you want me to just set up this other camera on the side, on the profile of a profile of each person, because we've got it here and I can just run it and it can just film them. And so we said, oh, okay, why not? And so we did that, and do you know, it was only when we got back into the edit suite and we were starting to edit and feel our way with the film that we thought, oh my gosh, these wonderful stories that the teachers had shared, and we can bring them to life. And to bring them to life, we needed to have that profile camera. Mm. And do you know that that camera was on exactly the very teachers whose stories we brought to life? And so it was always all along the way happening perfectly for us.
We wouldn't have had the great Jack Canfield scene of him looking up at the check on the ceiling if we had not had the cameras in Aspen. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. So all of those things happened in Aspen, and it does take faith to keep moving in a direction when you can't see everything. To keep moving and have faith when it's unknown to you. But do you know, I have to tell you, that aspect is the greatest joy of life. It truly is.
We talked a little bit about that faith, you and I, last night, and I think it was so powerful. I would love you to share some of that with the listeners, because that was so moving to me. Will you tell us a little bit about how it is you feel that you had that total faith?
For me, I think faith is total heart trust without knowing with your mind. Mm-hmm. Because I thought of that after we talked, and I thought, how can I respond to that question with Marcy? And to have absolute trust in your heart, because your mind kind of wants to control everything. So your mind is always wanting to know and questioning everything. But the kind of faith that I am talking about is a faith you hold in your heart. It's a faith you feel in your heart. And you might not know how it's going to work out, but you have total faith that it is working out and it is unfolding perfectly. And that feeling of total faith, that feeling that you have inside you, oh my gosh, when you have that feeling in your heart, when you have that feeling in your body, every single thing that you need is just coming to you. But everything is shifting. The whole universe is shifting. And you are just a magnet of that heart and that feeling. And it is all just coming to you. And that feeling in your heart, that beautiful feeling of trust and knowing that everything is just fine, even though you can't see the whole picture. Oh, let me tell you, that feeling is so beautiful. It's a feeling of total relief, in actual fact. So, does that kind of...
Yeah, that's beautiful. You also spoke about how with the words I am, and how in the beginning you would find yourself saying things that you quickly caught on to shifting. Will you tell people about that?
Okay, because I am, and this is one of the things that I loved about the greats that I read throughout history, and most certainly some of the wonderful teachers today speak of it as well, but it's a very big thing with the greats, and very, very big thing going back thousands of years in history. The words I am, it took me a long time to get it. I kept reading these things, and I didn't really get it. But now, of course, I do. And so the moment that you say, if you just become aware of every time you say the words I am, and you just listen to yourself, what you're saying, because when you say I am, you are actually stating something that you believe with all your heart and soul. And so you want to take notice of when you say I am, because you're really declaring it, you're really stating it as a fact. And so that's what you're going to create. So that if you do say, try and think of something, really want to use money, but you know, I am broke. That is such a, oh my gosh, you're declaring it, you're believing it, you're stating it with all of your might, and so therefore through the law of attraction the universe must respond to you, and you will keep creating a life of that. And so you want to start to, well, what I found for me, and I'll always refer to myself, I found that I listened to myself. If I began to say something of I am this, and I would think, whoa, Rhonda, hang on a minute. Is that what you want? Like sometimes even now I'll go to say, I am so tired. And I'll go, whoa, no. I don't want to be that. Not unless I'm about to climb into bed. I'm not feeling that at the beginning of the day. And so then I'll stop and think, no, I have lots of energy. And I'll then begin to feel all the energy that I have and begin to feel the joy and the happiness within me. And as you notice, as I'm speaking with you, I'm talking a lot about feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a vital, vital part. They're your thoughts and your feelings are what is creating your life. Your thoughts and your feelings.
I so appreciate how you've brought that, the feeling aspect, so clearly out there. I think that there's been a lot of people in the past who've spoken about the thinking aspect, but you've really brought in the feeling aspect so powerfully.
Yes, because I would say if somebody spoke about positive thinking, and I've noticed in a couple of people mention that, and I think that's fine if that's the way that they, if that's what they take out of the secret, because each person takes out of it what is perfect for them. It is a very intimate experience between the person and the film, and whatever they take from the film is what is perfect for them. Positive thinking for me, though, it's more of focusing, using your mind as a tool. It's just like your leg, to use it as a tool to focus on what it is that you want. And we all want different things. So we want what feels good to us, and we are the only ones who know it is. We're the one to choose for us what feels good to me. May not feel good to somebody else. And so one of the most important things to me is that the secret completely empowers every single person to choose for them what feels good for them, to trust in themselves and to choose for them and know they are the expert of themselves, that nobody else is the expert of them. They are the expert, and they can really tell by the way that they're feeling what is good for them.
Mm. That's great. That's great, Rhonda. And earlier you mentioned that you had challenges. Challenges came up in doing the film, and many people have challenges in going after what's right for them. How would you recommend to our listeners that they deal with the challenges that they face as they apply the law of attraction or the secret in their own lives?
One of the first things is to, I think, take responsibility for your life. And so if something appears to you as a challenge, you've got to know you created it. Now, you might have created it by default, okay, but you created it. And one of the things I think that we do is a challenge comes along and we look at it as something separate from us, and we go, whoa, you know, that person did that, or how did this happen? But if you do look at something that appears as a challenge and just go, how did I create that? And know that you can change it in a moment. You really can. You can change it in a moment. You can decide, well, it doesn't really matter how I created it, but I don't want that. This is what I want, and I'm going to think and feel my way to this. There are gifts. Every challenge truly is a gift. It's just showing me something that you didn't realize was inside of you. Okay, so it's a beautiful, beautiful gift. Yeah.
So you would look for the gift in that challenge when you were
working on it. I know it's a gift. That's the thing. I know it's a gift.
So you didn't have to look too hard.
I know it's a gift. I just decided, because I'm creating my reality, so if a challenge comes along, I would say, this is a gift, what is it? And so I would transform it into a gift, and it would become a gift.
Mm.
I mean, the biggest challenge for me in making the film was money. And the thing is, that was a challenge for me because that was something I had inside of me that kept manifesting on the outside of me, and I knew that. I knew. and so the difficulty with money, because this film cost a whole lot of money, and I not only started with nothing, I started behind nothing. I started from less than nothing. And so all along the way, I would, you know, when things would come along, and I didn't have enough money to keep going, and I knew that this was me. I took total responsibility for it. And I would walk outside and I would, I'd take deep breaths. And I would look at the air and I would say, there's abundance in the air. Come on, Rhonda. Feel it. But I knew, you see, I knew it was something that was inside of me. And that was one of probably the biggest journey for me within The Secret, was because it was taking so much, it was costing a lot of money, and I kind of saw the money as a little bit of a hurdle. I did some great things. The moment I would let go, money would just magically come, and then other times when I felt tense about it, it would create a whole lot more pressure around me. So I kind of had to live through my worst fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
to let go of the money.
How did you find any tricks for helping and letting go?
I did, because I knew I needed to feel good about money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have enough, you don't feel good about it. You really don't. So I did all. I tried everything because I wanted to learn what were the things that worked really well and how I could share those things with people. So, I mean, I tried everything. I would put money on my mirrors and, you know, and I would put money everywhere, and I would write out checks for myself, and I would do all of those things. And one of the biggest things for me that I did was when I needed money to pay my bills more than anything, I withdrew some money and I actually gave it away to strangers in the street. And that was really probably one of the most incredible experiences of my life, because I shifted myself from not feeling good about money to feeling really wonderful about money. But that was something that worked for me, and everybody is different, and I'm not suggesting to people that that's the way they go about it, but it worked for me. It made me feel better about money when I needed it so much, and you can't need it, that's the whole problem.
Yeah.
Needing it keeps it away, and I want to share something with you about that that I discovered and that might help people. But when I needed it, I took some out, and I felt I could feel inside my stomach, you know, the knot inside my stomach as I took it out of the ATM. And then I just held it in my hand and I walked down the street, and I decided that I was just going to hand money to total stranger and just feel it. And you know, as I walked down the street, all I wanted to do was hand it to every single person. I looked at every person in the face and I saw how beautiful they all were, and I wanted to give it to everybody. And so I walked down the street with my eyes full of tears, and just really looking at how beautiful human beings are. And then just through an inspiration, I would just hand some money to people. Do you know, I forgot entirely about needing any money. I felt such joy within me of just surprising somebody in their day, and just a total stranger coming up and handing them something. It wasn't much money, it really wasn't, but the experience of giving something to a stranger, giving money to a stranger, giving something that I needed so much myself, completely changed the way I felt about money. It was really, really wonderful.
Well,
that for me, and I did lots of different things, but that was a really wonderful thing. And it could be, it could be $1, you know. But there's something so wonderful about giving something when somebody least expects it.
What is so inspiring, Rhonda, about this, and thank you for sharing that story. It's so inspiring, is that you really did live these principles as you were making this film. It's so clear that, and it's so, everybody out there, I'm sure, is loving getting to hear the how you went through the same process that they're going through in applying the Law of Attraction and the Secret. And you know, I know that you even offer on your website, you've got, and I'll tell all the listeners that there's the website www.thesecret.tv has, people can get a copy of the DVD of The Secret there, but they can also get, sign up for weekly secret scrolls that use offer a lot of the wonderful tools as a gift to people. Is that right, Rhonda?
That's right, yes. I mean, when I feel inspired, I will just sit at my computer and just write something for people, and then we just send that out through secret scrolls, and it's just more insights of the secret and more things, more inspirations that I feel, things that I'm sharing for people to choose for them. And it's the same with all of these things that I'm sharing with you today. It's up to each person to choose for themselves what feels good for them in their heart, and then let the rest go, because they know better for them than anybody else. They have a wonderful imagination. You have your own feelings, and you know what is best for you. Just feel your way, feel your way. Feel the love in your heart and feel your way. And life will just completely transform for you.
So you're telling people to listen to their own inner wisdom and their own inner authority, and to let love lead the way, to let their hearts lead. Is that...
Yes, that's what I'm saying, because the mind is really something so wonderful to decide to focus it like a laser beam. You know, you can focus your mind like a laser beam on what you're wanting, and then feel everything, feel what you're wanting to create in your life. And your mind is just really so great to totally focus, and use your mind to decide you're going to feel it as well. But I mean, it is feeling it as well as thinking it. That's the thing. And but you know something, Marcy, everybody who is getting the secret, they know that. All of the stories that come into us, all of those people know that. They're doing that. That's how they're changing their lives. They're including gratitude in every single day. They are feeling, they're deciding to be happy now. They are feeling excited about everything that they can create. They're just feeling so wonderful that that they have this incredible power within them to create their life the way that they want it. So everybody is understanding that, really, they are. And for those who don't feel that that's right for them, that is so good too. Because the most important thing is that you have the freedom to choose for you whatever you want for you.
Beautiful. That's great. You know, a lot of, most people understand when someone like a Bill Gates or Warren Buffett takes a substantial portion of their wealth and donates it to improve conditions in the world, but what most people don't know is that even before The Secret had made any money, you were already giving away millions, not thousands, but millions of DVDs so that people in Africa and other parts of the world could have access to The Secret. You've somewhat explained it, but why were you already giving away your profits? What did you, before you'd even made them, what was the relationship for you between the law of attraction and giving in this way that you gave all the DVDs to people throughout the world?
Well, even though we were nowhere near any kind of profit because the film cost a lot of money, and then to keep going to release it to the world and maintaining the team was costing a whole lot of money as well. However, when we released the film, within a very short time, letters were pouring into us. You know, the DVD was, people were getting the DVD and letters were pouring into us. And I was seeing the intention that I had held in my heart. I was seeing it realized. And even though we were not in profit, that didn't matter. We, the sacred, we wanted to give back. Because give back for what? For the joy that was being received. And so, do you know, Marcy, I truly believe anybody would do that to have experienced what I experienced. It wasn't a decision. We couldn't stop ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just an automatic thing to do. And we continue in that way today. But I want you to know something. The giving that we do, the ones who benefit the most from that giving is us, because the joy for us to give is indescribable. It really is. That's just the most beautiful part of being a part of the sacred is to give. But you can't be in that place until you have totally filled yourself up with love, until you are totally overflowing yourself. Because you have nothing to give if you must. You know, I had filled myself. I was full and overflowing, and so it was just a natural thing to give. And the most important thing is to attend to you first and follow your joy and the love inside of you. And then giving just comes as a natural overflow.
That's beautiful. That's really wonderful, Rhonda. I love that. You know, it's in my experience, so many people who have known and used the law of attraction not only enjoy great success in their own lives, but they also seem to put this great value, just as you're talking about, on serving others. And you've said so many times that your intention is to bring joy to billions of people. And on a superficial level, people could think that the law of attraction is something that's used to fulfill one's own small desires, yet the reality seems to be quite different. So what to you is the relationship between this law of attraction then and serving others? It's about filling yourself up, and I'll let you answer that.
I
realize everybody wants to hear you answer it, Rhonda.
Okay, so the first thing that I want to say is this: whatever anybody wants for themselves in their life isn't superficial. And because to say something is superficial is a judgment, right? And we can't ever know, because you can't jump inside somebody else and feel and think for them and be them. So whatever you choose for you is exactly right. So that's the first thing that I want to say. There's no right or wrong. What you choose is perfect. It's totally perfect. So, and then the next thing is serving others through law of attraction. The most important thing, first of all, is you, and then others, and so as a natural consequence, as you become the joy, and as you become the love of you and the magnificence of you and the incredible infinite creative power that you are to create your life, then as you do that, all of that joy and all of that love just touches every single person. First of all, it touches the ones closest to you, and then it touches all of your neighbors, and it keeps going out from you, radiating, and everybody in your city and everybody in the world. So if you are love and joy, you are touching the world just by your existence. And so in that way, you are giving, are you not? I don't use the word serving, but that's just my choice. I feel better when I say giving. It just feels better to me to say giving. But if when you're in joy, when you are feeling truly wonderful, then you are giving yourself to the world. You're giving everything that you can be. And you will attract ways to give, too. I mean, giving isn't just... giving isn't money or... We can give right now where we are. We can give a smile. But if you think about it, if you're feeling really down and you're walking down the street, very hard to give a smile, isn't it, to a total stranger? It's really quite hard because you're not feeling that inside of you. But if you're feeling so totally wonderful inside of you, you can't stop yourself from smiling at everybody, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's so self-perpetuating. It just perpetuates your smile. Then you're a joy magnet.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So
they're finding scientifically that our emotions are contagious. And
oh boy!
Yeah, they have finally scientific proof of that. That when you smile and feel so good, everybody does.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you know that with somebody. We've all experienced it. We've experienced people that we love to be around because they just, you know, we feel so good and all of the wonderful energy and they're just joy and we always feel so wonderful when we're around them and so we are all feeling the energy of each other. Of course, we are all one.
I know that you and I have talked about this next question before, Rhonda, and I know that people want to hear it from you. In order to put the law of attraction into practice, what's the role of taking action? Is it enough to just put your attention on the things you want to attract, or is it necessary to actually do something then to attract those things?
Yes, we have talked about this. One of the things about us precious human beings is wanting to control things. And feeling that we have to do, that there are things that we have to do. The action for me is the action of being what you want inside of you. That's the action that you take. So is to, whether you're visualizing, it doesn't matter. If you can't visualize and see pictures, that doesn't matter a bit. You don't need to. You can just feel the feeling of what it would be like. Just feel how it would feel. And for me, that's the action to take, to do the things, whatever it takes for you to believe that you're receiving it now. Mm-hmm. And so it is, be like little children and make believe and imagine and feel it. And then just feel good. Then just feel good. Do everything you can makes you feel good. And when you're not feeling so good, don't be hard on yourself. When you're not feeling so good, just say, oh, well, you know, I decided that I was going to create a life where if I wasn't feeling so good one day, I decided, because I make it up as I go along, I decided that when I'm not feeling so good one day, it's because I'm having an incredible growth spurt. Right?
A learning experience, right?
Yeah, I'm having an incredible growth spurt, and I'm about to feel more joy than I've ever felt in my entire life. And do you know what? That's exactly what I create.
Mm.
I'm just, you create your life, so I create the things that I want, and that felt really good to me. If I was feeling a little bit kind of funny, then I'd say, wow, I'm going through a really great growth spurt. Oh my gosh, tomorrow's going to be amazing. And sure enough, it would be.
Amazing, Rhonda. Amazing. Now, you certainly took action steps, though. It seems as though your action, though, were the steps, the natural steps that someone would take who absolutely knew 100% what was going to happen. You acted.
My action steps were receiving.
Uh-huh.
My action steps were receiving because I held to the outcome. I felt it. I didn't even know what the film was like, so I couldn't visualize the film. But I felt the feelings of joy going out around the world. I felt that feeling. And then all of my action was in receiving what I had been asking for. So I was attracting to me all of the means, all of the ways, all of the wonderful things, like, you know, attracting Chris and Janet and the incredible help that they brought with the sacred in terms of meeting you and everybody at TLC. All of those things, just attracting all of those things. So you see, my action was in receiving what I was asking for.
So
if you go out, here's the thing as to why you don't want to go out and try and make it happen, because that says you don't believe. That says you don't believe you're going to receive. You somehow have thought to yourself that you have to make it happen. You don't have faith. You're not trusting. Now, you can do that. It just makes the journey harder. Because I know that to feel something inside of you, to focus your mind and to feel something inside of you for just a couple of minutes in a day, do you know what? That is worth more than so much action that you could do in 10 lifetimes. You look at the secret. There is no way in the wide world that I could have done that action for the outcome to have happened the way that it is. That would just take lifetimes to do that.
Well, it's true, really. The New York Times called this the biggest phenomenon of self-help in history, and it had to happen through a means that was beyond just a normal means of action.
Right. I mean, we did not market the secret. We did not advertise the secret. We created some trailers that gave us such joy. I cannot tell you, creating those trailers, we would get goosebumps all over it. That's what we love to do. We enjoy doing that. And we put them on a website that nobody had ever heard of and that nobody knew of, and we put them there, and that's how it began. And we just did our joy. We just lived our joy. And so then everything else just began to happen for us, while we had total faith, absolute faith in the outcome, knew it with every fiber of our being. And the creation of the secret was our journey of learning, because I can look back now on us making the secret, and I realize that it was the most fantastic thing, because as we used the secret to create the secret, we learned so much more. I learned so much more that I could share in a book, you know, so much more that I could share with the world. I came to see much more and understand much more through the law of attraction. You are an incredible magnet, And you know something, and Marcy, you and I agree because you've written a book that's the perfect title of this. And I say this to people, and I think they want to make it hard. You know, they say, oh, I need to study it, and I need to do this, you know, because they're thinking, well, you have to work hard and struggle for things. Things just can't come to you. But the fact of the matter is, if you can decide, if you can make a decision that you're going to feel good, if you can make a decision that you're going to do the very best you can to feel good as often as you can during the day, if you can start to feel the inside of you, if you can start to feel good each day, in actual fact, everything just comes to you from that.
And as we said, it's because
everything just comes. And that was the thing that I wanted to share with you earlier about money. Because I know that if you need something, you've got needing in the cells of your body, you've got needing that is radiating out of you, and you're always going to attract needing it. So, and that was my biggest hiccup with money, because I really needed it to keep making the film, but I knew I had to stop needing it for it to come to me. If somebody had said to me, oh, bless would be the word, if somebody had said to me back then, Rhonda, can you be happy despite the fact that the money's not there? Can you be happy now despite that? And I would have said, I can do that. Oh yes, I can do that. And you know what? That's all you need to do, no matter what it is. Whether it's the love, whatever it is, whether it's the weight you want to lose, it doesn't matter what it is, can you decide, make a choice to be happy now despite the fact that you don't have the money, or you don't have the love, or you don't have the whatever it is? If you can make that decision to be that and be that, bingo, it'll arrive, boom, just like that. And it seems too easy, doesn't it?
I think
oh, no, that's just too easy.
Right. And the reality is our essential nature is that joy, is that happiness. It's not about creating something. It's who we are.
It's who we are. It's in us. It's in every single cell of our body. It's what we are. We are pure love. We are pure good. We are pure joy. We are just, oh my gosh, we're infinite, creative, eternal power manifesting this time in the container of who you are. And you're here to have the experience of your life and create your life just the way you want it. And the experience is now, not I will have, you know, but now, to feel things now and to be happy now, and not to talk about, oh, I will have this in the future, because then you're just going to attract it always being in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's always like, I am, I have, I am receiving today. I say to people, act as if you're receiving it today. Be the way you as though whatever it is that you're wanting, as though you're receiving it today. It's coming today. And so if you're wanting a new car and your car's old or something like that, what would you do if the new car was coming today? You'd clean up the old car, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd be wanting to hand it on, or you'd be wanting to sell it, you'd clean up the old car. So every single thing that you want, believe that you're receiving it today, right now. It's coming today. And be happy. Find your way of unleashing the joy that you have within you, and feeling the inside of you. Feel the inside, the joy that is inside of you, and you will attract to you every single thing that you've been asking for, because you're a magnet for all of those things.
Whew. Rhonda, every time I listen to you, as you know, I feel this huge expansion, which for me is the sign that we're moving in the right direction. But I feel great. And I get God bumps when you talk about.
And there are no rules, Marcy. There is, you make up the rules as you go along. This is why I say to people, you're the expert of you, because I can't jump inside somebody. I can only share my inspiration. There are no rules. You get to create the rules. You get to create having no rules. You get to create whatever you want. You get to choose for you. And so anybody else outside of you, you can take inspirations from them, but you choose for you. You decide what makes you feel good, and you choose for you.
You get to be the authority in your own life.
You are the authority. No one else is.
Yes.
No one else is. And the moment that you put somebody else as an authority, what happens is you've just given away your power.
Right.
Yeah. No one else. No one else is the expert of you. You're the expert of you. You really are.
Great.
And ask, ask. You know, people will write in beautiful, beautiful things into the contact us at the secret, and they're asking us questions. And so we'll always say to people, ask. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which decision to make. Ask. And so what I do is I say, show me clearly. Show me without any doubt whatsoever. Show me so I know absolutely which way to go. Show me. And I don't take any action until I have received my answer. And then I just float with the river. Ask all the time. Somebody might be, say, wanting to lose weight, you need to ask. You know, ask within yourself. When I say ask too, you direct your asking to inside of you. Inside of you. That's where you're asking. Law of attraction is in every cell of your body. Your body's listening to you. It's listening to you. As far as the genie says is concerned, your wish is my command. The genie is inside of you. The genie is listening to only what you say. The genie can't hear that there's anybody else in the world. It only knows that you're in the world. Okay, so it's whatever you are saying, the genie just applies it to you. That's why you can't criticize and blame somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Doing is you bringing criticism and blame to you, because the genie doesn't know someone else is out that exists. The genie is just like criticism and blame. Okay. And you attract criticism and blame to you, and if you judge others, then you will attract that judgment to you.
A good reason to stop doing it.
That's right. Your job is you. Your job is you. So ask on the inside of you, and know that the answer is going to come in the perfect way, and you don't know how it will come. It may be a song on the radio. It may be a newspaper headline. You may overhear somebody in a coffee shop say something. You're going to know the answer. You'll know it when you hear it.
Mm.
You'll know it.
Yeah.
And perfect answer for you, because you attracted it to you through everything of your whole life experience that is contained inside of you.
Mm. I love that. I love that. Well, Rhonda, here's the question that I get asked every day, and I actually don't know the answer to this, and I know everyone's going to be all ears on this question. We know that you're beginning to work on a new film, and would you give us some previews about what this next project will be?
Well, I can't, because I'm not able to, because firstly it's confidential.
Okay.
And whenever for a start we feel one step along the way with all of these things, and even if I gave an answer now, I can never see the whole picture. I have total faith. I have total faith of the outcome and where it's going to lead me to. So what I would answer today would just completely change. So I've kind of learned from that. The other thing is, I can tell you that it would also, the thrill and the surprise of when everybody sees it, I want them to have that, and I want them to experience that when it's released. And I have no idea when it will be released.
Mm-hmm.
That's in perfect timing in the hands of the universe. But it most definitely, in every single way, will be all new. In every single way.
Wonderful. Well, you're just sounds like you're just following the headlights 200 feet in front of you.
That's exactly right. I know what is in it, but how it's all going to unfold, well, I'm just here for the journey of that.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing how it unfolds, to seeing the unfolding of it.
Yes.
So, Rhonda, what are two or three things that our listeners can do in this week, just in this next coming week, to begin putting the secret to work in their lives? You've given us so many things, and but if you were to summarize two or three things for our listeners that they can do.
Okay, so feel good now, and I feel that I've covered that.
Yes.
Gratitude is so incredible, but I'm just going to give you a little bit more on gratitude that I have found. When I talk about gratitude, I'm talking about gratitude from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can't feel gratitude with your mind. You feel it with your heart. Gratitude is an expression of love. And you can't feel love with your mind. You can express it through words, but you feel love in your heart. And gratitude is an expression of love. You will know, and it's so powerful, oh my gosh, it's just one of the most powerful magnets there is, to be in a state of gratitude. So feel the gratitude with your heart. You may use your mind to lead you to start to write down all the things that you're grateful for. And then you'll feel your heart begin to move into the experience of gratitude. And one of the things for me that I love is the days that I have where I'm in such gratitude that my eyes are full of tears all the time. Because I know that when I have tears in my eyes or close to tears in my eyes, I know I'm feeling it with all of my heart. And when you're feeling it with all of your heart, you're just the most magnificent magnet for all good coming to you. You know, so...
I remember you telling me the story about when you sat down to write the book.
For a start, I didn't begin to write anything until I had felt everything of what I wanted that book to do for people in their lives, the joy that I wanted, that more joy and more clarity that I wanted. So I felt that for some time before I wrote a single word. And then when I began to write, and I wrote it in 3.5 weeks.
Which is a miracle.
But that's the difference between taking action and receiving, because I kept feeling it. I was taking no action other than feeling it. And do you know what? This one day, I got up and I couldn't put my fingers on my computer fast enough.
Mm.
I couldn't keep up with everything that was rushing through me. And so what was I doing? I was receiving everything I was asking for, and I was just typing the words on my computer. But what I would do is each day I would wake up, and it would be different. I would intend, please remind me to mention intention as one of the things people can do. So I would intend I would see the outcome. I would wake up in the morning and I never typed the word until I had tears in my eyes, and not only tears in my eyes, but tears rolling down my face.
Mm.
And some mornings, that took quite a bit. And the reason that I did that is because I wanted the book to be pure love. I wanted it to have all the love flow from the universe through me into the book. And I was really just being the conduit of everything. So for that outcome to happen, I needed to be feeling pure love. Like, I love this. When you have tears in your eyes or tears in rolling down your face, it's like there's a total meltdown that happens within you. You know, just a beautiful melting. Oh.
Hmm.
Can you feel that?
I can feel that, absolutely. I
that's beautiful, like melting. So there's gratitude that's lip service.
Right.
Doesn't do a lot, okay? Gratitude that's lip service, or there's feeling gratitude with your heart. So I just wanted to talk about that as one of the most powerful things you can do. I mean, I begin every day, every member of the secret team, before they do anything in their day, they write 10 things that they're grateful for.
Mm.
And each one of them emails to the head of the department to say, gratitude done. And that's how every single member of the team begins their day.
Wow.
And I've been doing this, using gratitude every single day from the time that I discovered the secret. There isn't a single day that passes where I don't use that. The other thing that they can start doing right now is start creating your life now. And so when you go to bed at night, think about your day the next day and intend how you want it to go. So, and it doesn't have to be specific, but your last thoughts before you go to sleep can be, tomorrow's going to be the most amazing day of my life. In fact, it will be, no matter how you perceive it. Today is the best day of all of our lives. So that intend that the next day is just going to be the best day. There are going to be so many wonderful things coming to me today. Oh my gosh, I can feel it. And get yourself into the place where you just intend the most wonderful day, where everything is effortless, where everything is easy, where you just feel like you're in the flow and life is just, oh, so beautiful. And then when you wake up in the morning, before you put your feet on the ground, intend the day. This is going to be a great day today. Magic and miracles will follow me wherever I go today. I am going to be all the joy inside of me today. I'm going to see all the joy reflected all around me today. I'm going to feel love today. I'm going to be grateful today. There is great news coming to me today.
That's
the things I do.
That is amazing. Imagine if every school child started their day with this. What a different world we'd be creating here. And I'm sure that's part of what we're imagining. And actually, in light of this intention, our last question here is that healthy, wealthy, and wise believes very strongly in the power of intention to manifest outcomes. So we'd like to know, what is the single most important project right now for you, and what intention would you like us, all of us who are listening tonight, to hold for you?
There's one thing, and that's living in joy and bringing joy to the world.
Mm.
That is one thing. It will take the forms of many different projects, of many books, of many insights that are shared, of many things that many incredible people do all around the world. Because this is the beginning of something so wonderful. And so it really is bringing joy to the world. And in doing that, and living in your joy, and allowing everybody else to choose theirs, because it just isn't your job to choose from your perspective, to look out at somebody else and to look at them and to and to say them in struggle, you can offer a helping hand. But if they don't want that, to know that that's perfect for them too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to allow other people to live their life too, to be all the joy that you are and all the love that you are, and as you are that, you will attract all of the people where you can share that joy and share that love with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Well, Rhonda, I know that before the call you said that your intention for this call is the same as your intention for life, which is this intention of joy, and what a wonderful message to leave the listeners with tonight. Rhonda, I just want to thank you so much for sharing your extraordinary heart and your wisdom with us, and to thank you for creating the secret that is raising the consciousness and the vibration of people all around the world. It's just a phenomenal blessing, and I know I join with all of the listeners in sending you the deepest, deepest thanks. And Janet and Chris and Liz and Rick, thanks so much to all of you at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise for putting together and offering all of us this great event.
Yes, so, indeed. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you so much. And Chris and Janet and Rick and Liz, thank you very much. And to everybody everybody all over the world who has been listening, thank you so much with all of my heart. And there's one thing that I would just... now I have beautiful tears of gratitude. There's one thing that I would just love everybody to know, is that I want you to know, no matter where you are now, you are just so magnificent. You are so perfect. You're just so wondrous, a magnificent human being who is expressing their life as you, expressing your life as you. And I want you to know that you're every possibility and potential you could ever imagine in your life, and you're just perfect.
Thank you, Rhonda, so much. Thank you. And Janet, I know you have some final words.
I do, Marcy. And Marcy, your heart just flowed so beautifully with Rhonda's tonight. Wonderful, wonderful job. And Rhonda, thank you for your great vision for the world, and thank you for the joy you've given to so many through this vision. And you are truly bringing joy to billions, so thank you so much. We're so honored that you have been with us tonight. So just a deep honor from all of us.
Janet, thank you.
All love to you. Both of you, just your hearts were all over this tonight. I just,
Janet, it takes a heart to know a heart, Janet. So you've got it.
So for our listeners, if you have not yet seen The Secret movie, or if you are now thinking of someone who could really benefit from it, you can get your copy by going to www.healthywealthy.wise.com/The Secret Movie. Again, www.healthywealthy.wise.com/The Secret Movie. You can also get a copy of the number one New York Times best-selling book version by going to www.healthywealthy.com/The Secret Book. Again, www.healthywealthy.wise.com/The Secret Book. And of course, be sure to check out all of the wonderful great things Rhonda and her team have made available at www.thesecret.tv. Again, www.thesecret.tv. And Rhonda, just a sidebar, I showed The Secret to kids in detention centers, lockdown detention centers, last week, and they came up to me and they said, you know, we had a long talk afterwards, and they just said, thank you so much. We get it. And it was so beautiful. So just thank you, Rhonda. I just, for everyone, this knowledge, just put it out all over the universe so we can transform the world together.
Oh, isn't it so great? So
it is so great.
To be a part of that. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're so welcome.
To speak to people everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
so, so wonderful. So for everyone, be sure to join us for our next call on Tuesday, April 24th, when we will be interviewing Dave Licani, who is the best-selling author of Persuasion, The Art of Getting What You Want. Dave will tell the remarkable story of how he was raised in a cult and how that experience led him to create dynamic strategies driving record-breaking growth and increases in sales in more than 500 businesses in the past 10 years. And then we know you're going to want to be with us again on May 8th when we interview one of the stars of The Secret, Lisa Nichols. Lisa has transformed the lives of more than 50,000 at-risk teens, and more than 2,000 of them credit her with helping them avoid suicide. Lisa was featured with Rhonda on Oprah. She's appeared on Larry King Live and Ellen DeGeneres and brings an energy and enthusiasm you will not want to miss. She is so amazingly dynamic. I know, Rhonda, you and Marcy will totally be shaking your heads. Absolutely. She is so connected to her heart. She is so motivated. She is just... she is heart personified in, you know, with that dynamic energy. So all of you, mark your calendar now to go to hear Dave Licani on April 24th, and then Lisa Nichols on May 8th. And then I know after that, our main passion interview, we have Joe Vitale, again, one of the stars of The Secret. So we are really having a secret party, I'll tell you, with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. So... again, thank you to each of you. Rhonda, just incredible. Marcy, fabulous job. And for every one of you, for your commitment to discovering your passions, giving your unique gifts, and using The Secret to create a world of peace and joy. Chris, are you there?
There you are. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.